One record. All right, we are live here with a Schloss Rant week five. We got a special guest coming on. Bill Simmons has cousin Sal. I have cousin Johnny here. Cousin Johnny, go ahead and say hello.
Let's out go. There. What's going on, everybody? Schloss Rant listeners, excited to be here on a Saturday night live from the Wappingers Falls, New York.
Wappingers Falls in the house. All right, so we're going to run the board, Cousin Johnny. We're going to talk about the games that we are not having too strong of an opinion to play. And then we'll get back. We'll give the picks. And we'll see how we're doing in the little five-game challenge that we've been doing all year long. So let's start with the first game. And again, these are the games that we are not going to have an opinion on. The Carolina Panthers at Detroit Lions. The Lions laying the 9.5. What can you tell us about this game?
It's a tough one. When, you know, when they opened it up, I think it was 8.5 when the Lions first opened up. And to me, that was a no-brainer. I've seen it move to 9.5. I've seen it move to 10. You know, I think Omron is going to be out for tomorrow. So that kind of takes the Lions' biggest weapon out of the case. I mean, I feel like the Lions have a chance to really put a strong threshold on the NFC North with this game. I believe they go to 4-1 if they win this. Jared Goff's been playing phenomenal this year. Give me the points. I'll take the Lions 9.5. I just don't think the Panthers, they're just confused. Rookie quarterback, just, you know, he looks lost. Give me the Lions.
All right, so this is not an official play. This is more of a lean for you.
Correct.
More of a lean, yeah. To me, I can't go near this. Listen, the Lions might be a really good team going forward. They're 3-1 right now. We know they were 9-8 last year. But the Lions laying almost 10 points. I know the Panthers aren't great, but the Panthers did move the ball a little bit, more than a little bit, with Andy Dalton in there against Seattle a couple weeks ago. So it's an absolute stay away for me. I know Campbell is pretty good overall against the spread. I get all that. Frank Wright, according to this, is 5-2-1 against the number when he's at least a 6-point underdog. We remember last year when he was coaching the Chiefs and they won the game. I don't think it was a 6-point line, but they won the game outright at home against the Chiefs last year when they were definitely an underdog. So to give you a little bit of an idea what he does as an underdog, but for me, it's got to be a stay away here. I can't touch the Lions, even though I think that they are definitely good, definitely going in the right direction. Speaking of the Colts and Frank Reich's old team, we got the Tennessee Titans laying 2.5 at the Colts. What do you think?
This is a pretty, I'm going against the public here. I think most of the public, even I think the pros, are going to be leaning towards the Titans. Give me the Colts on this one. I'm not so sold about Jonathan Taylor coming back. I've been reading also they're going to ease him into this game. I just think Anthony Richardson's a really good rookie quarterback. It looks like he's been playing solid. I think Tennessee, they've had two good wins in a row, destroyed Cincinnati 2 weeks ago, if I'm not mistaken. I think it's time to fade Tennessee. I think there were dogs 2 weeks in a row. Whenever Vrabel's a dog, you know, always bet him, right? He's incredible.
He shows up.
He shows up. When he's a favorite, he's not as good. Give me Indy with the point. I'll take 2.5 with Indy.
All right, so you're giving your leans. Again, for everyone, these are not the official plays on the games tomorrow.
Just a lean.
Yeah, this is a stay away for me again. Now, the one thing, if you are going to play it, and again, I'm not getting involved, the Colts opened laying a point. Now it's Titans laying 2.5. So that is a pretty darn big jump. If I was going to jump in there, it would be Tennessee. I just think that they are a better team. I like that their identity is what it is with Derrick Henry, but it's too much of a movement in one way. If, you know, this is Saturday night, we're recording these games. If this was Tuesday, right when this line came out, maybe I jump on Tennessee, getting the point right away. But just too much has changed here for me to get involved with this game. All right, I have to scroll by a bunch of games because one of us has plays on most of these. But the next one, keep it local to kind of right in between where the two of us are sitting. Right? Oh, no, it's in Denver. But the Jets at the Broncos, laying the 2.5 at home. What can you tell us?
I'm not touching this game. You know what? Like, I can see the Jets have a good team. I'm not sold that Zach Wilson is garbage. Obviously, he had the game of his life last week, almost beat the Chiefs prime time. Sunday night football. I don't know. I'm not touching this game. I'm not in on Denver. I think Denver's going to be a team where they win two games, they lose four, win another one. I think they're going to be very inconsistent this year. I think the Jets obviously will keep it close. If it was Denver 3.5, I would take the Jets all day. Zach Wilson scares me a little bit too much with his theatrics and scrambling and last second throws, and kind of reminds us of our friend Wesley back in the day when he used to play football. And I'm not into it. I'm gonna stay away. If I had to lean, I would lean slightly to Jets. I'm not touching it though.
Yeah, I can't disagree with anything you said here. I mean, this is just, you can look at some of these trends, something like the Broncos. I'm reading this right now from ESPN. Broncos have covered 12 out of the last 17 against the Jets. That's a meaningless statistic. I mean, the NFL is so week to week. I don't have a strong feeling. I know the Jets looked decent last week. They kind of had that miraculous miracle cover there with Mahomes doing the right football play, by the way, and going down before he goes in the end zone. I can't go near this game at all. I don't really trust Zach Wilson. I was wrong earlier in the year saying, oh, the Jets would be fine with Zach Wilson. And I think that's because I bought into the hype of the HBO show that they were on Hard Knocks and said, all right, this might be a decent team, even if Wilson steps in there. So I can't go near this game even in the slightest.
I guess HBO did their job by selling you then, so that's
Yes,
kudos
they
to
did, but I'm off them. I'm not going anywhere near them. All
I
right, then
will
this,
say, I'll just let me say one more thing. I
please.
think the team is continuing to play really well for Robert Saleh, so I'm reading a little bit more
Did
about
they
what
play well when they played the Cowboys?
I don't know, fighting hard for him. Do they play well? No. You know what? I think that if Rodgers was there, would they win the division? No, probably not. I mean, they're still playing Buffalo, still playing Miami, who's both playing phenomenal. I think Denver's garbage, but again, I'm not going to touch this game. I don't trust them enough yet to make a lean on either game, either way.
Yeah, I think you need your head examined. And that's the thing. People see all these games. They might play, a 14-team parlay, 14-team teaser. You don't need to go near each and every single one of the games. That's why in the circuit competition in Las Vegas, they do five games. That's why in the little friendly competition between us two and another little buddy, Chia's, we do five games. There's no, on a serious note, there's no reason to make picks on every single game. It's tough to pick these games. I mean, you hit them at 54, 55, 56% of the time with the minus 110. You're looking pretty darn good. And people have such unrealistic expectations because they hit one long shot type of, 18 parlay. And that's not realistic to expect. So I think it's important for anyone listening that they don't put a position on every single game.
Well said.
Yeah, thank you. All right, so next one, and this is the last one that we don't have any type of strong angle on. The Packers at the Las Vegas Raiders. The Raiders are 1.5 point favorites. I'll go first on this one. I truly have no feel for what Las Vegas is. They kept it kind of close against the Steelers when they were favored. The Packers, I mean, Love starts off by beating the doors in on the Bears. I don't have a feel on either one of these two types of teams. Even if you showed me all the numbers in the world, I don't feel comfortable taking a position with either one of them. What say you?
Give me Vegas all day. This was a close one that I was close to putting this in my top five. I don't trust Jordan Love. I don't trust the Packers team. I think the Raiders have under they haven't played as well as they think they could. I just they were close. If I'm not mistaken, they were 0.5 point from covering the Chargers last week. They're a good team. I mean, I don't care if it's Jimmy G. I don't care if it's the rookie QB who stepped in last week, 2 weeks ago.
O'Connell, O'Donnell, whatever it
Yeah,
is.
Aiden O'Connell. I think Josh Jacobs has a day. I think he runs over 100 yards, couple touchdowns. I think he's gonna, just go off, and that's my prediction. It was. Now I'm not putting it in my top five because I don't feel confident enough in that. It's a lean of what I'm feeling. I think the Raiders at home, Vegas on a Monday night will be electric. I think that's Raiders should cover that.
I'm sure, I mean, as someone who's, spent a large majority of my life living out that way, 4 hours away, 4.5 hours away, there's a lot of transplants, and the Packers are really like one of the national big teams. The Packers, the Steelers, I mean, even the Raiders before they got there, they kind of have a fit following all over. So Las Vegas, it's not much of a home field environment per se with all the visiting fans that either live in town or travel in. So that's also something to consider there. So really no lean on a home field. Nothing, you know, nothing I can get involved with knowing the situation with the lack of the home field. All right, we're going to scroll back up to the top of the board. We're going to talk about the first game right now. And I think this is one where we're not going heads up. You're not picking this. So I'm going to go first. You can tell me whether you like it, don't like it. But the first game that I'm going to pick here is going to be, and it's in the last page of my notebook. I got to flip back here. All right, Jaguars +5.5 versus the Bills. Listen, I like the Jags in this game because I get an advantage in the fact that the Jacksonville Jaguars, they played in London last week. They won the game last week. The Bills are coming off a humongous emotional win there, beating Miami, who was coming off 70 points in the game before that in week three. 34% of the bets, but 41% of the money are backing Jacksonville. So not a lot of people are taking Jacksonville because, you know, we saw the beatdown with the Bills. And honestly, it opened Bills 3.5. So the Bills appear to be the correct side. But as you wait longer, which I did, I'm getting it to almost 6 full points at 5.5. I think that I got to play Jacksonville. And again, the main reason is just because of the logistics involved with the Buffalo Bills having to cross the pond where the Jaguars have been sitting there waiting for a week.
Listen, if you tell me that the Bills flew last night or tonight to England, and they're jet lagged severely, they're playing when it feels like it's 4 a.m., but really it's 9 a.m. or whatever that time difference is.
Yeah.
Okay, I can buy that. Sometimes I buy that. I mean, I get the Thursday night or Sunday game to Thursday transition. That's really not a lot of time to recover. Granted, I played tennis my whole life and not football, so I don't know what that's like. But
it's the travel aspect more so than the sport specific correct. For me.
I don't buy that aspect. I more so buy the 5.5 points. I could see this game being it's a lot. I mean, Trevor Lawrence hasn't been playing great. They still have an elite team. Pretty damn close to me in the AFC Championship game last year. I'm going to take the points. I don't love it. I could also see Josh Allen blowing the doors off at one point. Their offense is electric. Their defense played really well last week for the most part against a ridiculous Miami offense. I'll take the points. I don't love it, but that's where I would lean.
All right, so you're leaning with following me. All right, the next game that we want to talk about, let's give you one that you are taking a position in which I am avoiding. The New Orleans Saints at the New England Patriots. Take it away.
So I'm leaning hard on the Saints on this one. Do I love relying on Derek Carr and the Saints and a team that hasn't covered a spread this year? No. However, the Pats are they're beat up. They just lost Gonzalez, their defensive back. He's out for the year, I believe.
Yeah, the draft pick.
Mac Jones looks horrible. He can't throw the ball. He moves like if I was to run a football and have to scramble, I feel like he would look like me a little bit. He's not quick. He's not accurate. They don't really have anything on offense. The Saints defense is really good. The Saints also have a lot of good players on their offense, young studs, a couple of good young wide receivers. Kamara's back. Drew Brees is a game manager. I think he'll be good.
Drew Brees.
Excuse me. I meant to say, Derek Carr is a game manager. I was comparing in my head the two of them. Derek Carr is a game manager. I think he'll be better once the season progresses with Kamara also, especially in a lot of receptions. Now, I think there was something, I don't have it in front of me, but I think Kamara had like 13 receptions last week or something like that.
That's a heck of a lot.
Like that's not necessary. I mean, they just need to throw the ball down the field a little bit more. Give me the Saints all day. I think they're gonna beat up on the Pats tomorrow.
All right, so he's going with the Saints, and the Saints are getting a point. Is that correct?
Point. Yep.
All right. Some outlets have it as a pick'em, but we're gonna take the Saints getting the points. And again, take a look, anyone out there, where you can find the best number for what you want to go ahead and take a look at. All right, the next game, I'll see the Giants. We'll talk about in a little because that's one of my picks.
We go back for a second. What side are you taking on that game?
Oh, if I had to make a – these games are just, like, so ridiculous. I would go Saints just because the quarterback is a little bit better. I mean, Mac Jones is not great. Carr's, not the best, not the worst. I would definitely go with Carr. So I would go with the Saints. I'd have to, support that decision. All right. Again, we'll talk about the Giants in a little bit. I do have a stake or yeah, I got a stake in that game for sure. Let's talk about, and I don't think you have one on this, the Ravens at the Steelers. I'm going to go with the Steelers plus 4.5. This is like literally the squarest, most trendy underdog in the history of the world. I think 70-something percent of the bets are on the Pittsburgh Steelers. Normally, that is something that I run the other way from, being the natural contrarian that I am. But Tomlin has his team ready to play after they lose. The Steelers have covered 4 straight games after a loss. I'm not going to recite all these historical stats, you know, between the rivalry of the Steelers and the Ravens, because I just don't think that they're all that relevant. But just knowing that 4 straight times when the Steelers lose, they've come back and cover. I know Lamar Jackson is a significantly better quarterback than Kenny Pickett, but the Steelers are at home. I know the Steelers also, they didn't cover earlier in the year as home dogs against the 49ers. I don't think this Ravens team is quite as good as they are. And I think that if there was ever a time to get as many points as you can with the Steelers, who are such a popular team, it's right now after getting absolutely embarrassed against the Houston Texans there. So I could see this being a field goal type of game. Getting it at 4.5, I got to take it, as much as it kills me to go with all these, you know, typical public types, which I fancy myself as not exactly lumped in with all of them. And this line opened at Ravens -2. So now at least I'm getting the stronger of the number. This is the second game in which I'm doing this where there's been significant line movement, but I'm going with it. Where normally I'd say, all right, the line's moving the other way. Let's try to jump on it before it gets even more going the wrong way. But we're taking the Steelers plus 4.5.
Yeah, I agree with you. I don't love this because do I trust Kenny Pickett in this situation? Probably not. But at the same time, like, there's a lot of stats. I don't have all the historical data, but it's like the trends where it's divisional game of the AFC North. They play each other close. They're always tight games. Tomlin always shows up in divisional games. I would take the points. It's just not – it's not something I'm confident in. The Ravens are banged up, especially on defense. So, I don't know. I mean, maybe Pickett has a great day, but I could see – I would lean the under, if anything, on this game, but I'm not – we're not picking over unders on this.
38 is the total. That's a 20-17 game. Maybe that's not the worst thing when you say it like that. The Ravens are 9-17. This is courtesy of ESPN. Ravens are 9-17 against the number as favorites over the past 3 seasons. Not road favorites, total favorites. So that, again, I don't love all these historical trends because I think it's so week to week, matchup to matchup. But I think that that is enough of a sample size with Lamar Jackson in their quarterback, who's really the main factor when you look at picking these games. All right, your turn. Go ahead and give me a game that you got. We didn't talk about the biggest game of the night, 49ers Cowboys. Go ahead and give us the angle on that.
Just kind of waiting to wait on that one, but we can do that.
Oh, you want to? All right, hold on, switch it up. No, go my neck of the woods here, because another one we have a family play on. Go my neck of the woods, or your team that's relevant in my neck of the woods, the Rams hosting the Eagles.
All right, we can do that. I don't love this, but at the same time, like, if I get this correct, I'm really going to love it. So I'm going the Rams with the points. I think the Eagles have been playing – the Eagles are 4-0, right? Everyone knows that.
Yeah, yes, they are.
They've been – to get to that, I think they've been scrapping along, and they have pulled out a couple of nice wins. Playing close games, I think the Rams are much better this year than they were last year, obviously.
Yes.
2 years ago winning the Super Bowl. Stafford's fantastic. He's been playing well. His shoulders or his elbows better. The Cooper Kupp's coming back. I don't know how much of a difference that's going to make on Puka and Tutu and whatever the interesting fantasy name.
Puka Nacua.
Yeah. I think they – and Williams running back. I think they do well. I think they cover this. I'm actually going to say they're going to – I'm going to – place a little money line bet on them as well.
Philly plus coming 175.
Out. What is it? Plus 175?
Yeah, for the Rams on the money line.
Okay. Philly going out west on this one. Just give me the Rams. I mean, Sean McVay will come up for this game. I just think that they're well coached. They're fired up this year. I could see it being a letdown game for Philly, considering they're 4-0 at this point. Being 4-1 isn't that much different than the 5-0, but for the Rams, they need to get to 3-2 compared to that 2-3. I think it's just a huge game for LA. So give me to ballsy bet, but I'm going for, like, give me the Rams.
The Rams, and it's 4.5 is what you're saying.
Yep.
All right. So honestly, if I was going to take a position on this game, I would go with the Eagles. They've showed me no reason why they can't cover that number. That home field advantage for the Rams is literally nothing. There's Eagles are not quite one, you know, a national team per se, but they do have a significant number of fans out there in California. So I think that stadium could probably be like a 50-50 split in terms of Ram fans and Eagle fans. I might even lean more Eagle fans than Ram fans in the building out there. I think the Eagles can cover this. It's painful because I'm, you know, living right here, and they're the most ho-hum 4-0 team ever. They're not really doing anything too exciting, but they're just a really good football team overall. They don't have much weaknesses. Howie Roseman's the best GM in football. I mean, the way that he's built the team, where it's really just O-line, D-line, we'll figure out everything else. It's simplistic. So I think them to cover the 4.5 is not, you know, an amazing amount of points, but it's not anything that they can't do.
Do I sense a cousin showdown?
I'm not taking a, no, I would lean against the Eagles. That's not one of my five official picks here on the board. So no yeah. Official showdown. And I would never like root for the Eagles anyway. So
yeah.
Not going to happen. All right. The next game, let's do one that I'm picking. And then we got one that we're going to go together, and then you have one more too, I think. You have a couple more, actually. All right, so the next three more. That's right. All right, so we're going to make this quick. The one game that we have not talked about, I'll save the Giants because we got another one here. The Texans at the Falcons. Falcons laying, I'm seeing two now. It was 1.5 when I wrote it down, but when I checked in DraftKings, it was 2. So we're going to go with the Falcons laying the 2. Listen, the Texans, we mentioned this earlier when talking about the Steelers. Texans had the big win last week. People are probably saying, oh, how can I not take the Texans laying the points? People are saying that Ridder is not really all that great of a quarterback. I understand all that. But this is one where I'm going to have to back the Falcons. I think that if a team like this is favored, and the fact that it went from 2 down to 1.5 back to 2 is showing you that, you know, the favorite didn't flip in this game, despite how well Stroud has been playing. 76% of the bets in this game, but only 54% of the money are on the Texans. So it's a lot of people, Johnny come latelys, who don't, and I don't mean you, Johnny, you know, come latelys, whatever, who were like, all right, I will back the Texans in this spot. I'll take the points. I'm going the other way. So I got to lay the 2 because we're going to be legit. I wrote down 1.5, but that's not where it is right now. So we're going to lay the 2. And yeah, I'm going to go with the Falcons just because of the sheer fact. I don't think that they're a better team, but the line is saying that they're better. So give me the Atlanta Falcons plus the 2.
I'm right with you. This is very close
to another,
my top 5.
Oh, this is not an official play. All right.
It's not an official play. It was close, though. I'm taking the Falcons as well. I everything you said is correct, or in my opinion, correct. I'd fade the Texans here. Stroud has been playing really well, but like the book is kind of out on him. So I feel like defenses are going to start seeing what he's all about. Texans run defense is pretty weak. Falcons run offense is incredibly strong. I just think that's the matchup. And I think as long as Ridder doesn't destroy and blow this game, they should cover this number.
All right. Go ahead and give us your next one. Don't do the Cowboys one. Do the Chiefs.
Yeah, we'll do the Chiefs. So Chiefs Vikings, I should say. For me, I'm going the Chiefs -3.5 is where I see it right now. Mahomes doesn't cover games that well when he has to have a lot of points on the board. I don't know what the stat is, 4.5 or more. Not a great coverage rate, but 3.5. I mean, Mahomes has to go to Minnesota 1-3, Kirk Cousins, you know, indoors and beat them by 4 points. It's a lot of times to me, it's as simple as that. The Chiefs are not what they were last year. They're not what they were 2 years ago. And that's, I mean, granted, we're only 4 games into the season. Chiefs are one bad call away from not being in the Super Bowl and maybe not winning the Super Bowl. I just think there is something different this year. I'm not sure what they're going to look like in about 8 weeks, 5 weeks, 10 weeks, whatever. I don't see how I can't take the Chiefs this week, 3.5. I don't think there's anything that the Vikings have shown me that why should I take the Vikings this week? And when I can get Mahomes 3.5, when I could say, "Are you ready for it?" Little Taylor Swift, Kelsey reference.
I totally
I'm
missed
gonna
that.
take
If
that.
I have if I have to hear anything else about the Kelseys, that goes for Jason too, and Taylor Swift, I'm clicking the channel, moving, logging off, whatever the case might be. I could care less about Taylor Swift entirely. So take those stupid references and go shove them somewhere else. Go pour it on someone else who gives a darn about the Swifties, the Chiefs, the Sweeps, whatever you want to call them. Get it, Swift. See, I made a reference too. I'm just as guilty. Listen, for me though, this is a, I can't even take a position on this game. I backed the Vikings last week. They covered. It wasn't really pretty against the Panthers. The Vikings, according to ESPN, they're 1-7-1 in their last 9 games as an underdog. The Chiefs are 2-5 in their last 7 road games. It leads me to say I couldn't really take much of a position. However, if I was going to take one, I would go with the Chiefs just because, listen, it's Patrick Mahomes versus Kirk Cousins. I don't think Cousins is as bad as people say he is, but I think I would have to go with Mahomes there. All right. Next game. Let's do the one that we have a little, another one where we have a family play on. Or no, this is the only one. I'm all over the place here. We got the Bengals -3 at the Cardinals. So we're going to both break this game down. I'll give you the honors first. You got the tee box for this
All
one.
right. All right. So the line started -6 when it first opened. I think after the Cardinals covered last week. It's currently minus since he -3. I'm going since he -3. I mean, this is a game where if the Bengals don't cover this, I'm probably not going to bet on them the rest of the year unless there's, I mean, I say that and I'll probably take them next week. But, you know, they're not playing well. Burrow is playing like garbage. He can't throw the ball. You know, the Cardinals have been were perceived as going to be the worst team all year. They're playing pretty well. They're hanging in some games. They almost covered against a big line last week against the Niners. Played the Giants close, obviously. That was a good game. Beat the Cowboys outright. That was a good
Yeah.
game. So, you know, is Joe Burrow really going to go 1-4 after starting 1-3 against Josh Dobbs? I don't think so. And I know they don't have T. Higgins tomorrow night or tomorrow afternoon. I'm kind of hoping at this point that the value from where it started at -6 to -3, I think it's going to go up a little bit because I think that's a pretty low number for the Bengals. Hoping that taking it now -3 is the move, but I'm going with the Bengals.
Yeah, I don't think that it's going to continue to fall. There is no way that any sports book in America, in Europe, in Asia, whatever the case might be, is going to get let you bet the Cincinnati Bengals less than a field goal. We know that 3 is a key number. So if I push, if the Bengals win exactly by 3, then it is what it is. If you would have told me, honestly, the beginning of the season that I would only need to lay 3 points with the second favorite, and we got a little bit less than 10 minutes here, but the second favorite in the AFC, arguably maybe tied with the Bills for that second favorite against Josh Dobbs and the Arizona Cardinals, who are predicted to be the worst team in the NFL. I would have jumped on it every single last time. The Cardinals are now all of a sudden, they've gotten a little bit of press and a little bit of coverage. They are a trendy dog. They're getting 64% of the bets on the Arizona Cardinals. That's too trendy of a dog. I want nothing in the world to do with that. Again, this is the third game now where I'm set, where I'm going with the line, where it's coming down to my favor, where it's, like you said, opened at 6. Now it's looking at 3. I think that, listen, I've been burned twice by the Bengals this year in these picks. Of my 6 losses against the number 2 have been as a result of backing the Cincinnati Bengals. Like you said, if this doesn't come through, it's it. This is it. I'm done. No more Bengals, but we're going to go Bengals laying the 3 at the Arizona Cardinals. All right, next game. You are not picking this game. You, like me, are a fan of the New York Football Giants. I am not taking the Giants. I didn't take them last week on Monday Night Football. They got the doors blown off of them. I'm taking the Miami Dolphins backing or covering 12.5 points. Listen, these big favorites this year, they have cover. You know, I know the Cowboys lost as a very heavy favorite to the Cardinals, but the Chiefs covered, a Chief team who never covers, they covered against the Bears. The 49ers covered against the Cardinals last week, and both of those two teams were laying 14 points. I'm going with the Dolphins minus 12.5. If you heard any of my rants this year from the beginning of them in the NFL season, I have been down on our New York football Giants. It's not because I don't like them. It's not because I'm not a fan of them. It's because I had doubts about Daniel Jones being able to come back and make throws when he needed to push the ball down the field. I don't care that everyone in America is on the Miami Dolphins. The Giants can't block. They can't cover anybody. And they turn the football over and they make special teams mistakes. You can't win games. You can't keep them even within two touchdowns if you're going to just turn around and give the other team points like that. Even if this game is 27-14, where the Giants get a late touchdown for kind of window dressing to make it look a little bit closer, I'm still on the right side here. I don't mind, like I said, laying the big number with the Miami Dolphins. I'll be rooting for the Giants, obviously, but Dolphins minus 12 and a half.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to want to back, I shouldn't say want to, but it's hard to back Daniel Jones and think that the Giants can keep this within 13, considering what they've been doing the last few weeks. So, I mean, I don't have much opinion on it. I would be close to taking the Dolphins in the top five, but at the same time, like, I don't know. Like, it just, it's a weird game. It's a weird line. I mean, it's like, it's pretty high. Like you said, the books are begging you to take the Giants, it feels like. And they're saying, like, you know, I think the Dolphins cover, but hoping the Giants can actually win outright. That would be huge.
I'm okay if they win the game outright. Like, listen, I'm okay sacrificing a pick in this dopey little contest that ourselves and Chia's are doing. It's okay. Maybe the Giants can win a game. Maybe the season does not have to be over like October, you know, before Halloween. It was nice last year where every single week, and I hope you don't mind me mentioning this, where myself and your little daughter there, Colby, would trade Go G-Men little voice or video messages with each other. That was great. So, yeah, but Dolphins minus 12 and a half. All right, last game is all yours, and then I'll chime in on it after. But you got the 49ers and the Cowboys. This is a great game. Go ahead and break it down for us.
You do all your five ready? Yeah.
I got through my five. It was Bengals right. Minus three, Jaguars plus 5.5, Falcons plus the 2, Dolphins minus 12.5, Steelers plus the 4.5.
All right. So we got the Niners 3.5, minus 3.5 versus the Cowboys. I mean, I think this is going to be the NFC Championship game when it's all said and done. Before the season, I picked the Cowboys to win the East. I'm sticking to that even at this point. The Niners look really good right now. I mean, they look like the best team in football. McCaffrey scored what, 3 or 4 touchdowns last week. I think he scored one just now. I mean, he's on fire. They look good. I mean, Brock Purdy he's exceeding expectations. He's managing the game. Actually, that was my Drew Brees reference I was thinking of. He's not turning the ball over. Debo's playing a bit better. Their defense is elite. Dak is playing really well too, for the most part. I just don't think the Cowboys are ready to go to San Francisco and win. I could be burned by half a point on this one. I feel like he can definitely go down to the last second field goal. I could see that happening for sure, but I'm going to hope that the hook is on my side. I'm going to go with the Niners 3.5. I feel good about it. I'm definitely going to say that. I think Dak on Sunday Night Football, I think he gets scared. I think the Niners just throw a lot at him. Kyle Shanahan is a fantastic coach, and I think the Niners get it done.
If I had to take a position in this game, I would go with the Niners. It's the half a point that seems to scare me, which, honestly, if you think about it, I mean, these lines are pretty sharp, but a lot of the time it's like, take a position. What are you worried about? A half a point. I know that 3 is kind of the key number there. And if the game happens to end in a field goal and you back the Niners, you lose by a half a point, which is really frustrating. But I think, like you said, Purdy, he's not asked to do a whole heck of a lot in terms of throwing the football down the field. They're able to just be so dominant on the line of scrimmage with their offense. They're able to run the ball with McCaffrey. They're able to, you know, run those little screen plays with Debo, end around with Debo. They're just so multi-dimensional that it's not really like let's chuck the ball down the field and have an air raid attack. So I think that the fact that they're able to do that, their system, I described this earlier in the year, their system is quarterback agnostic. It does not matter who is in there for the most part. We've seen them win with Jimmy G. We've seen them be competitive. Now, more than competitive, they haven't lost in any game that Purdy's finished. So just get someone in there who can make smart decisions, and they seem to be pretty good.
Yeah, and I know we're running out of time, but like I'll say this too. Like I go back to last year in the playoffs too. Like what have the Cowboys done much differently aside from perception that maybe Dak will get it done this year? I don't know. I mean,
no,
I don't think they've done.
They haven't shown
proved,
you.
Right, they haven't shown it. They, you know, obviously they blew the Giants out week one. Okay, like well,
great.
What's that
so did be, so did right? Seattle. So did
right.
San Francisco.
So I don't buy it. Give me the Niners 3.5 all day. That's probably my biggest bet of the week.
Strong position. All right, and we don't do any of the biggest bets. We didn't do any locks. We play the five games. So Johnny's picks to finalize. Then we'll re-say mine. Kansas City -3.5. The Saints +1. 49ers -3.5. Bengals -3, which is a family play with me. And Rams +4.5. And again, one more time for me. Atlanta -2 points, Dolphins -12.5, Steelers +4.5, Bengals -3, Jacksonville +5.5. Schloss Rant with Cousin Johnny. Cousin Johnny making his debut on the Schloss Rant pod. We might have another guest next week. We can maybe make this into a three-man weave. Overall, I rate your debut. We'll give you an 8.5. There's got to be room to grow. You came with hard-hitting information. You took stands. You were ready to battle me here a little bit on some of these games. And one last thing. Are you in any Survivor pools?
I am in one more, yes.
All right, what are you playing in Survivor for tomorrow? Or did you already make a play with Thursday night in the Bears?
No, we're taking the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah, same. I've gone against the Giants 2 of these 4 weeks already to stay alive in the Survivor pool with the 49ers and the Cowboys. So, I hate rooting against the Giants in some of these different spots. It kills me, but I got to be realistic with the football team.
Nope.
All right. Schloss Rant, live from the Philadelphia suburbs. Cousin Johnny, live from, is it New York suburbs, Wappingers Falls? What do we say?
We're in the WAP. That's it.
In the WAP. All right. Ending the recording. We will see you later, everybody.
Peace.